online, on the app, and on your smart speaker. From yesterday to today, it's the very best in country with David Phelps on Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
Well, that got Doug and I got our feet tapping there, Doug, didn't it?
Yeah, great track there.
Do you
Davey?
Have a garter yeah. belt? So, yeah, John Anderson, that was from his 1987 album Countrified, and that was a cover version of a song. Do you know who originally wrote and released that song, Doug?
You're putting me on the spot.
No, I know,
yeah. And the answer is no.
I didn't know that. Tony Joe White.
Was it? One of my favourite artists.
Tony Joe White, yeah. Back in 1983, Tony Joe White came up with that one. So, great, great song. So, Doug, we're going to hand back to you now. So, before you introduce your third track, perhaps you can tell us a bit about the live music that you get involved with and the bands that you've played with in the past.
Well, David, we go way back in time when I was 15 years old. My, oh my, oh my. The first band actually was Shaky Notes. And why it was that name, we, as I say, we're 15, and one of the local promoters said, would you like to, support a band, at the village hall? We said, oh, yes, yes, from being 15, we never thought anything. And then Brian, the keyboard player, which had a Vox Continental, that's going back in time, isn't it, had just delivered it, actually, and the phone went, and the guy said, I'm advertising, I'm in the paper, or to the Gazette it was at the time, and he said, we don't know what you call the band. And Brian said, well, I got a Shaky Note on this keyboard. and we just shouted out, "Oh, Shaky Notes!" And it kind of stuck, but it was just by accident because we had to come up with a name there and then. But it did stick with the band. Other bands, let's have a think. There was Blue Sunset, of course, Nashville Skyline, Need the Dough. And then I'd done some dual work with I think it was Brian again and myself, was Double Vision. And Barracuda, was with Barracuda, very popular band, and still is today, actually, when they go out. I think it's slightly retired a bit now, but they do go out as Barracuda. And, of course, I'm still playing the bass for covers band Stay Lucky. So I'm still kind of keeping me hand in, you could say, here, David.
Yeah. Well, I've certainly seen you playing with Stay Lucky, and it's a really good night. So, folks, if you see Stay Lucky advertised, go along and see him. And Doug will be pleased to shake your hand when he's not playing the bass guitar, that is, anyway.
Yeah, come up and say hi. Yeah. Yeah.
So sure. What's your third track that you've chosen, Doug?
Well, it's a guy, actually, a young lady. And I've already presented Steve Earle, haven't I? Yeah. It's Lucinda Williams, and this was introduced to me and Marjorie by listening to our good friend Bob Harris on his country show. And the actual track that really got us into the music of Lucinda Williams was Car Wheels on a Gravel Road, and of course it was a title track from her fifth studio album, and I see that was released on the 30th of June. Yeah, the 30th of June, would you believe there, David? The year 1998, and it went on to win a Grammy Award for the best contemporary folk album back there in 1999, and the album went on, you probably guessed, peaked at number 68, which really didn't do so well on its first release in the Billboard 200 charts, but actually it remained in the charts for over 5 months. So in the end, it didn't do too bad, did it?
And it's someone you've seen several times playing live, I think.
Yes. The last time was at the end of her UK tour up at Bristol, and believe me, the band that she has is outstanding, really tight band, and well, she got 3 standing ovations at the end of the evening, and I would go and see Lucinda Williams tomorrow. She is an excellent class act, there's no doubt about that, and her songwriting is up there amongst the best in my personal view.
Yeah. So here she is with Car Wheels on a Gravel Road. Well, what a great choice from Doug Parrish there. That's Lucinda Williams there and Cartwheels on a Gravel Road. So next we've got my third track from my album of the week from Chris Ledoux. The album is his 2004 album, 20 Originals, The Early Years. And as I said earlier, he was songwriting and performing whilst he was still a full-time rodeo rider. And during that time, he released 10 studio albums. And then when he retired from the rodeo circuit in 1980, he went on to release another 18 studio albums. He was a very prolific songwriter, was Chris Ledoux. So here he is with So You Wanna Be a Cowboy.
So you wanna be a cowboy and you wanna rodeo. Well, I don't see nothing to hold you back, just pack your stuff and go. You'll travel many highways and boy, you're gonna see it all. You'll have yourself some good times, but you're gonna take some falls. Now lay off the hard liquor and leave them pills alone. They'll only dull the senses and leave you weak and stoned. If you wanna be a winner, son, you've gotta play it straight. Give it everything you got when they open up the gate. Well, there ain't no easy going on the rodeo trail. For every man that's made it, 100 men have failed. But if you're mighty lucky and you got a lot of try, there's a big gold buckle waiting at the end of the line. Son, you better know her well, 'cause it takes a special lady to follow you through hell. But if she'll stand beside you when you're down to your last dime, you've got yourself a treasure that few men ever find. Well, there ain't no easy going on the rodeo trail. For every man that's made it, 100 men have failed. But if you're mighty lucky and you got a lot of try, there's a big gold buckle waiting at the end of the line. There's a big gold buckle waiting at the end of the line.
Online, on the app, and on your smart speaker. This is the Hazer Country Show with David Phelps on Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
I was standing by the window on one cold and cloudy day, and I saw the hearse come rolling for to carry my mother away. Oh, can the circle be unbroken by and by?
In the sky, Lord, in the sky.
miss my mother, she was gone. All my brothers, sisters crying, what a home so sad and lone. Can the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a bitter home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Well, that was a song from 1935, that was recorded by the Carter family, of course. Can the Circle Be Unbroken? And that was a family who recorded songs from 1927 to 1956. And I don't know about you, Doug, but I sort of call them the first family of country music. That's the way I describe them.
Very much so, David. Yes, they contributed tremendously to country music over the years, the songwriting abilities and the very basic, really, sounds of country music back in those days, weren't they?
Yeah, and the dynasty still lives on with Roseanne Carter Cash. So
certainly doesn't end their songs, I must add.
Yes, yeah. So great stuff from 1935. So from 1935, we're going to go right up to date now from a track from an EP that came out just a few weeks ago from a band you may not have heard of, but they're called Southern Fried.
She gave me that look when I told her one more shot of that black label, laid it on, say maybe when I'm giving her all I've got. I threw it down. This night, all right. It's another night, haze. Crazy on a Saturday night. I'm working on a night, haze. Sitting here drinking, wondering and thinking about where I'll end up tonight. Could I take her home, or will I end up in a fight? Saw her walk through the door. She won't know what hit her the first time I spin her round and round on that floor. That girl will see I ain't got two left feet. She knows I'm gonna love her right. It's another night, haze. Crazy on a Saturday night. Another night, haze. Crazy on a Saturday night. Good for you. I'm working on a night, hey, sitting here drinking, wondering and thinking about where I'll end up tonight. Could I take her home, or will I end up in a fight? Sitting there in that chair, soaking up the neon lights. It's another night, haze. Crazy on a Saturday night. It's another night, haze. Crazy on a Saturday night.
Well, that's Southern Fried. They're a band that's been performing for the last 12 years and who are based in Cheyenne, Wyoming. And four of the five tracks on this EP that they've just brought out, the EP's called Highway Addiction, are written by frontman Russ Brown, who I see spent 22 years in the US Air Force before forming Southern Fried. The track was called Night Haze, and check them out on their website, southernfriedband.com. They're really, really good, in my opinion, so that's a Southern Fried there. Coming up next, we have the Triple Play Connection. Three tracks coming up now, back to back, all with a connection, and then let's see if you can spot the connection.
Showed a two-rut road way back up in the pines. First time I heard Johnny Cash sing I Walk the Line. I got my thrill behind the wheel upon my daddy's lap. Grandpa rode co-pilot with a flashlight and a map. Came full out the window, it was in the summertime. Heart of mine, I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tide that binds, because you're mine, I walk the line. That day I know the time and place. It sounded like the whole thing came right down from outer space. I still can see those headlights and that dashboard in my mind. First time I heard Johnny Cash sing I Walk the Line.
I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you, because you're mine, I walk the line.
Gosh, get it back.
To my ears, I swear it sounds as good right now as anything I hear. I've seen the Mona Lisa, I've heard Shakespeare read real fine, just like hearing Johnny Cash sing I Walk the Line.
As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. Happiness I've known proves that it's right, because you're mine, I walk the line, because you're mine, I walk the line.
Online, on the app, and on your smart speaker. From yesterday to today, it's the very best in country with David Phelps on Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
The night air so cold, it'll change your mind.
on your smart speaker. This is the Hazer Country Show with David Phelps on Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
Get the connection? Doug Parrish has been scratching his head here. So let me just tell you the three artists and the tracks. The first of the three we heard was Rodney Crowell with I Walk the Line. Then we had Albert Lee with I'll Stop Loving You, and Ricky Skaggs then with Honey, Won't You Open That Door. And the connection is they're all members of Emmylou Harris's Hot Band.
Why didn't I get that?
But Doug, what I don't know, you'll be able to tell me, because you'll know, were they members at the same time, or did they overlap each other? If they were all on stage at the same time, that must have been one heck of a band.
I don't think so. They were in Emmylou Harris's Hot Band, because James Taylor actually was the original who backed, I think, Emmylou Harris, and then Albert came on.
Yeah.
And then you're dead right that
Ricky Skaggs and Rodney Crowell.
Crowell, yes.
Yeah, I don't think Albert played with the other two.
No, but he definitely did with Emmylou Harris.
Well, while
in
we're
the
on the subject of, so that's the connection. Whilst we're on the subject of Albert Lee, we went to see Albert at the end of last year after lockdown, down at the Beanbridge at Wellington, and what a fantastic night it was.
Excellent show, yes. You can always come up with the great goods of, that Albert Lee and his band does over the years. I've seen him must be four times now, and it amazes me how he sticks the tour in. He's got a very big, vast tour coming up now when he comes over to the UK, and before that, I think he's touring abroad. I did the list because me and Sue Hargraves, he's manager, you know, for him in the UK, keeping contact. I should have brought them in if I knew that you were going to play. Oh, what, you could have given out some of his dates, but
He very rarely stays at home, does he? He's usually out and about. I think he lives in the States. He's probably got a home here as well. So
yes,
he's a busy, busy guy. But it was a fantastic night. And I know you were particularly impressed by the young band. He had three young guys supporting him. And I think the drummer you were particularly impressed with, weren't you?
Yes, he really kind of really pushed the band along.
He did. They had a lot of free range.
Driving sound, yes. Yeah,
it was a fantastic night. So, moving on from Albert Lee, we're going to move on to the last track of my album of the week, which is from Chris LeDoux, his 2004 album, 20 Originals, The Early Years. And this album was released just 1 year before he died of cancer at the age of 56. And at one time, his best friend Garth Brooks offered to donate part of his kidney towards Chris's treatment, but unfortunately it wasn't compatible. So even though Chris LeDoux is no longer with us, we do have his son, Ned LeDoux, carrying on with songwriting and performing and doing a good job as well. So here's Chris LeDoux with Lean, Mean and Hungry.
Cowboy trying to take that money home. Well, I've been rodeoing, going out and blowing, up and down this highway, searching for a dream. Someday I'll settle down. Right now I'm rambling round, 'cause I'm just a cowboy and that's all I want to be. Well, I'm lean, mean and hungry, folks that see me heading down the road. Well, I'm a bum and I'm lazy, some think I'm crazy, but I'm just a cowboy trying to take that money home. I ride for my wages to put food on the table. I gotta feed my family, waiting there at home. Oh, you know I hate to leave them, but Lord, I need my freedom. But you know it won't be long till I'll be coming home. Well, I'm lean, mean, and hungry, rude, crude, and dirty. The most folks that see me heading down the road. Some think I'm crazy, but I'm just a cowboy trying to take that money home. Well, I'm lean, mean, and hungry, rude, crude, and dirty. To most folks that see me heading down the road, I'm a bum and I'm lazy. Some think I'm crazy, but I'm just a cowboy trying to take that money home. See me heading down the road. I'm a bum.
Online, on the app, and on your smart speaker. From yesterday to today, it's the very best in country with David Phelps on Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. Home, home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. The red man was pressed from this part of the West. It's not likely he'll ever return to the banks of Red River, where seldom, if ever, his flickering campfire still burns. Home, home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. Often at night, when the heavens are bright, I see the light of those flickering stars. Have I laid there amazed and asked as I gazed if their glory exceeds that of us? Seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day.
Well, that's a song, the lyrics of which were originally written 150 years ago, in the early 1870s, by Dr. Brewster M. Hiley, no more. And it was a song recorded by Bing Crosby back in 1933. But that was Michael Martin Murphy in his 1989 cover version of Home on the Range from his album Cowboy Songs. So we've got the last track now from my guest Doug Parrish. But before we talk about your last track, Doug, I know you and Marjorie, you've visited the States, you've been to Nashville, and I think you've been to Graceland as well. What was your experience out there like?
It was a weird one, actually. I went to Graceland. Obviously, I went to Graceland. Marjorie went on in first, and I was in the world of my own, so I just wandered along my own pace, you know. And I came to his trophy room, where he had obviously all his trophies and his jumpsuits and his belts and everything. And I was sort of looking around, and I looked up, and I was there by myself. And do you know, David, I went completely cold. It was the weirdest feeling I've ever had in my life, you know. And I must have been there about 10, 15 minutes. And why I was there 10 or 15 minutes... For those of you who've been to Graceland will know that there's a minibus that takes you to Graceland. There's something like 20 people that let through at a time, you see. So what had happened, I was in a world of my own, and the people that were on the bus, including Marjorie, had gone on. They'd come out the other end. I was still in Graceland. And of course, I was there by myself when the next busload of 20 people were coming through.
It could only happen to Doug Parrish.
As they came, as they came through, all my warmth come back in my body. I guess I must the kind of the shock. I'm in the middle of grace over myself. But I have to say, there is a presence, I'm going to say this anyway, of Elvis there. And a lot of people I spoke to, I told that story, have said the same thing. I don't know if they went completely cold like me, it was a completely strange thing that I've never experienced before.
Yeah, so Marjorie nearly lost you. But
nearly lost me to Elvis, yes.
And Nashville, you've been to Nashville as well.
Yeah, we went to the Sun Recording Studios, and honestly, David, I hope you go there one day, because it's such a small studio which so much history has been, Elvis, obviously, and Waylon Jennings and Johnny Cash, Roy Orbison, Jerry Lee Lewis, all the legends recorded there. Yeah. And really, sort of the music were developed there in Sam Phillips's studios. And I guess that one of the biggest experiences for me and Marjorie actually was that we went to the Grand Ole Opry, and Dierks Bentley was the headlining act. But afterwards, we went backstage, and I can say, I guess, like a lot of people can say, but I did actually, me and Marjorie, stand on that famous circle on the stage of the Grand Ole Opry. So that's something, I guess, as a country music fan, I shall always remember,
I bet you will. Yeah. Great memories. So what's your final track for today then, Doug?
Well, I'm going to pick a song by Eric Church. And I have to say, I'm very impressed with our very own Somerset-based band, and that's Wrecking Ball. I think they got great following, and they play country music at its very best, in my personal opinion. I'm a big fan of them, as you probably pick up. And this is a song that Mark Hill does very, very well. He really got the voice of Eric Church, in my personal view. And that's Drinking My Hand, which me and you probably, when we meet up very often, well, we did tonight, didn't we, have a drink in our hand.
We did, but we went steady, Doug.
Yes, all steady one, yes. Yeah. But this Drinking My Hand was taken from his third album Chief, and it went on, Dave, to win the Album of the Year, the CMA Awards, and also the ACM Awards for him back in 2020. And there's more, it went to number one on the USA Billboard 200 charts, and also topped the country album charts as well. Well, you can't beat that, David, can you, eh?
You can't beat that, Doug. So here he is, the great man himself. Who is it?
Eric Church.
Eric Church.
Drinking My Hand.
That little tattoo playing piggy boo on your back. Yeah, if you wanna impress me, baby, here's my plan. All you gotta do is put a drink. Hey! clock sings, it goes bang, 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 while it rang, rang, rings. Yeah, I'm ready to roll if you wanna rock again. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand.
Well, great choice, Doug. Thank you for that. That was superb. So, big thanks to Doug Parrish for coming in as my guest tonight. Thank you, Doug.
Well, pleasure, David. And I've really thoroughly enjoyed the show. Thanks very much indeed for inviting me in.
Yeah, and we'll have to do it again sometime. So, we're fast approaching 9 o'clock, so we're nearly out of time for this week. But thanks for tuning in. And don't forget, if you want to get hold of me or the radio station, you can through our website, which is tonefm.co.uk, or through our Facebook page, Tone FM. Or if you look up Hazer Country Music on Facebook, you'll see details of the show there as well. That's another way of getting in touch and contact with us. Stay tuned in, because we've got Andy Spragg coming up after the news at 9 o'clock with the meditation show. But to take us out of this week's show, a special treat for Doug, I've chosen... You're a fan of BR549, I know you are, Doug.
Very much so, yes, Dave. A great band, yes.
So BR549 are going to take us out of this week's show. So until the next time, keep well, keep safe, and keep tuning in.
So... Right at me now.